This is Omi Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Omi Radio News, I'm Raymond Zabi. First, the headlines. Action Aid International calls on African Union to investigate claims of slavery in Libya. The head of Liberia's National Council of Chiefs and Elders warns against the postponement of the pending runoff election. And the EU says Brexit transition is to end by December 31, 2020. Those were the headlines, now in the news in detail. Action Aid International is calling on African Union to take immediate steps to stop and lead efforts to investigate claims of slavery in Libya. The call comes in the wake of disturbing reports on the sale of African citizens as slaves in Libya. Action Aid Youth Coordinator in Liberia stressed the need for collective condemnation of the enslavement of African citizens in Libya in no uncertain terms. Menu Binda observed that the practice is a threat to the human resource development of Africa as young people are the main victims.
This slave trade has a particular impact on young people as they are the ones who are making the perilous journeys to Europe in search of better opportunities. Approximately 65% of Africa's population of 1 billion are under the age of 35. Many government and leaders say they are prioritizing young people. Indeed, the African Union's theme for 2017 is harnessing the demography through investment in youth.
Action Aid Youth Coordinator Menu Binda. The head of the National Council of Chiefs and Elders of Liberia has warned against the postponement of the pending runoff election. The National Elections Commission has set Tuesday, December 26, as runoff date between the ruling Unity Party and Coalition for Democratic Change. But with another lawsuit hanging over the polls, Chief Zanza Kaur has urged the two political parties in the runoff and other stakeholders to ensure that the election date stands on December 26. Chief Kaur said the traditional and indigenous people of Liberia will ask the president and other stakeholders some hard questions if there is no election on Tuesday.
Anything happening that we will suffer, when trouble happens, they can run away to go. We now want trouble in the country no more. It happened to all, it will not happen now. So my people say, that day they will be ready. That day myself will go. I will not go far. I tell my, I'm ready so two times. I tell my head will be there. I don't care, man. My head will be there. This country is not pray tough for the people to, for the Malay people to pray with all the day. We are the indigenous people. We ain't got nowhere to go.
The traditional leader is at the same time calling on the National Elections Commission to clean up the final registration roll as mandated by the Supreme Court ahead of Tuesday's runoff election.
The way the Supreme Court say, ROR or Y, we're gonna think they more clean, I appeal, they more clean than now. ROR, well, we not know. But they more clean than now. They more be cleanness and go put it us for my people to go see their head when they are pictured there. And I'm telling them, everybody go there. I don't want trouble in the country here.
The head of the National Council of Chiefs and Elders of Liberia, Chief Zanza Kaur. Meanwhile, the newly inducted president of the Liberia Council of Churches has emphasized the importance of peace in the electoral process of the country. The Reverend Kotu Brown says Liberia is just one country that cannot be divided during these crucial periods. Reverend Brown maintained that the election is a history-making process which calls for a peaceful democratic transition rather than allowing misfortunes to plunge the country into a difficult period. He further called on Liberians to avoid acts that will derail the peace process of the country.
We have to, through the grace of God, you know, focus on the country. So whether you're a journalist, you are a town chief, you are a district commissioner, you are a pastor, you are an imam, we have one thing that we can help consolidate this year. It's a big history-making time, you know, for Liberia. That's why we can't allow these elections to start. We have to let the elections go on. We have to ensure that God's grace, this country can cross this bridge so that, you know, it's listed among the nations who are able to deliver democratic transition.
The newly inducted president of the Liberal Council of Churches, the Reverend Kotu Brown. 42 magistrates level hearing officers and clerks are participating in refresher training and a review of cases related to the October 10, 2017 election. It came as preparations resumed for the runoff presidential election on December 26, 2017. The event is supported by the partnership between the National Elections Commission, United Nations Development Programme UNDP, European Union, Sweden, Ireland and Canada through the Election Support Project with a fund of $60 million. A UNDP release said this training is a crucial aspect of support to the complaints and appeals process for the elections. Participants used their experience of the complaints received related to the October 10, 2017 election to further strengthen the handling of complaints. These officers and clerks have primarily responsibility for election-related complaints throughout the country. The right to submit and complain and appeal against decisions are crucial elements of an electoral process. The Ministry of Transport and Partners have ended a two-day media training on early warning for community radio stations journalists in Harper, Maryland County. The training targeted journalists from Sindo, River G, Grand Bassett, Riverses, Grand Jeter, Grand Cru, and Maryland counties. The finance and administrative officer of the early warning project, Amos Bobo to Omi Radio, the exercise was aimed at training journalists on how to report on weather and climate issues.
The way our climate or our weather used to look like before is no longer like that. Things are changing, and these things are changing because of the activities of human beings on the earth. So we are facing immense vulnerability from these changes that are occurring into the weather. So we have to build a system where we will be able to advise our people in the event of these things what to do. And sometimes we can even let them know what to do ahead to prevent the disaster. That's the early warning part of it.
Amos Bobo further noted that there are 11 weather and climate stations across the country that will inform the public on weather forecasts and climate changes. He urged journalists to take advantage of the Ministry's Department of Meteorology website in order to help them adequately and accurately report to citizens about prevailing weather and climate issues. The Government of Liberia and Partners today formally opened the Monserrato County Service Center in Benta City, an effort considered as a major milestone towards the implementation of the Liberia Decentralization Support Program. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, among other government officials, as well as United States Ambassador Christine Eder, the Special Representative of the UN Secretary General to Liberia, Fariz Zarif, and other development partners to the Decentralization Program were in attendance at this ceremony. The County Service Center is a one-stop shop where documentation services relating to permits, licenses, and certifications are offered at same quality and cost as they are in Monrovia. It is part of the National Deconcentration Platform, which is primarily intended to bring services closer to the people in the counties. This brings to 15 the number of county service centers across the country. Messengers of Peace have commenced their first circle of training in youth dialogue and mediation in Gbangabon County. The training is targeting 25 youth leaders from the 15 counties of Liberia. Speaking to Omi Radio, the executive director of the group said the trainees are being trained in community mediation. Gwendolyn Myers added that the first and second day of the training focused on forgiveness.
It was so emotional, people leaving the room with tears because it was a way to reconnect them with their past, what exactly been happening in their life. We can't prepare them for a journey like this without touching that aspect of their life. So they needed to be touched to actually really have an open spirit for the journey they are getting on.
Messengers of Peace executive director also said the participants will develop a peace action plan for implementation in their communities.
You might have your individual action plan, but then we have that joint action plan. And that's something, I mean, as an organization, as an institution, then with our partner or the mediators, the onboarders, we'll be able to work closely with them, at least to make sure that they are implementing things that they said they want to do. And the next phase will be setting up the Youth Mediation Council in Liberia that will just be designed just to handle cases of young people, especially mediating crisis involving young people.
The executive director of the youth group, Messengers of Peace, Gwendolyn Myers. This news is coming to you from Omi Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The EU has said Brexit transition is to end by December 31, 2020. For the details of this story and other foreign developments, Let's join Yere Addison.
According to Brussels, the transition period after the UK leaves the EU will not continue beyond 31 December 2020. The UK has said the temporary arrangements should last for about 2 years after Brexit in March 2019. Terms of the transition period, which the UK calls an implementation phase, have yet to be negotiated between the two sides. The EU says the UK will have to continue to follow its rules and cannot adopt an a la carte approach. Angola's state oil company, Sonangol, has announced an investigation into possible misappropriation of funds by Isabel dos Santos, the daughter of the former president, during her time as the company's chief executive. Sonangol spokesman Matheus Benza Tuesday said they have established an internal commission of inquiry to investigate the information published. Appointed head of Sonangol by her father José Eduardo dos Santos in 2016, dos Santos was replaced last month by Angola's new president João Lourenço. In recent weeks, several Angolan media outfits have accused dos Santos of ordering suspect transfers and payments worth tens of millions of dollars. Isabel has flatly denied any misconduct and instead alleged that there is a campaign of defamation going on against her. And the U.S. Senate has approved the most sweeping overhaul of the U.S. tax system in more than three decades. Republicans say the tax cuts for corporations, small businesses, and individuals will boost economic growth. Democrats, who all voted against it, say it is designed to benefit the ultra-rich at the expense of the national deficit. For final approval, the legislation must go back to the House on Wednesday for a procedural issue. If it passes, as expected, it will be President Donald Trump's first major legislative triumph.
Yere Addison of our foreign developments. And now to end the news, a recap of the headlines. Action Aid International has called on African Union to investigate claims of slavery in Libya. The head of the National Council of Chiefs and Elders in Liberia has warned against the postponement of the pending round of election. And the EU has said Brexit transition is to end by December 31, 2020. That's the only Radio News, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, please log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I'm Raymond Sabin. Good afternoon.